ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
हरे कृष्ण. वेलकम टु एवरीबडी. This is one of the devotional processes, and that is to show up for the Lord's birthday. Today we see on the altar Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. Because today is the Divine Appearance Day of Sri Ramachandra. And the Lord comes to this world specifically to attract us back to the spiritual world. Because presently I have many interests here in the material world. Presently I have many interests here in the material world. I'm pursuing profit. I have many attachments. And I have unlimited desires. And this has been going on for thousands and millions of births. In the Gita, Krishna says, Daivahi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, that this divine energy of mine, which is the material energy, is impossible to overcome. Unless one surrenders to Krishna. But why would someone surrender to Krishna with all these personal interests? Because our real interest is in serving Krishna. I have an idea that by accumulating wealth, by becoming well situated in this world, that someday I'll become happy. But the pure devotees of the Lord tell us that we'll never be happy like that. For example, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kutra shisha shuti sukham rigatrishni rupa. Everyone please say kutra.
Kutra.
He's asking, where is the happiness everyone's talking about? The Coca-Cola company advertises it. Their advertisement says, open a bottle of happiness. Kutra.
Kutra.
Is it in there?
Kutra.
No, there's sugar water.
<laughs> And
the cigarette companies say, if you smoke this cigarette, you'll become happy. Is there happiness within the smoke? No. Everywhere I look in the material world, there's a promise of happiness. There's a promise of a benediction. Kutra ashisha. Ashisha, like ashirbad. It means, where is that benediction? And Prahlad says, it is shruti sukham. It is happiness you only hear about. But then he says, mrigatrishni. It's like the mirage.
It appears like it's real, but it's not.
So Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Nrisingadev, all the various incarnations of the Lord appear in this world to show us where real happiness is. Lord Ramachandra's pastimes in Ayodhya are very attractive to the mind. There's a kingdom, Ayodhya, in which everyone loves Lord Ramachandra. From the time he and his brothers are just young, everyone is watching them and seeing them grow up. The beauty of the Lord is irresistible. There are many beautiful people in this world. Actually, not that many. Because if you look, especially I was watching in America recently at an airport, and I was thinking, how many beautiful people are there? And I was waiting for half an hour, and I couldn't see anybody. And even if you find a beautiful person here in this world, you'll find there's some fault, there's some flaw. And even the most beautiful person in this world will age and become decrepit. It's a great disappointment. Like in America, there was a great movie star, Paul Newman. He was so handsome. Everyone wanted to see his picture. And then he grew old. And nobody showed those pictures. And then he left his body. And that body just rotted away, became ashes. That's a mirage. It's a promise of beauty, but it's not really there. But when Lord Ramachandra appears, he's unlimitedly beautiful. We want to be able to look at someone and just keep looking and keep looking and just drink in that beauty. We want infinite beauty. Right? In Palo Alto, California, near where we live, there's a shop on a very expensive street. And the sign outside says infinite beauty. So we were very interested to see what's inside. And I went and talked to the shopkeeper, what do you have? What's the infinite beauty? And she gave me a little sample in a packet. Which obviously I have not used yet. But I kept that packet to remind me. I kept it in my bag for a long time. I have it on my desk.
It's a promise, a little promise. In this packet, there's infinite beauty. But in Ayodhya, when Lord Ramachandra appears, they get, the citizens get to drink every day the infinite beauty of the Lord. When he's a boy, about the age of these kids who just walked in. How old are you? 10 years old. When Ramachandra and his brothers were only 10 years old, they learned all the military arts. And when they were just a little bit older, they went off into the forest to fight with big demons. So the citizens all became completely attached to Lord Ramachandra and his beauty. The Shastras describe how his complexion was like newly mown grass. And when he goes into battle, he carries a beautiful bow. And he's the protector. As the king, he protects all his citizens. Everyone's also looking for a leader who can actually protect them. Who has their best interest in mind. Who's completely moral and completely truthful. If you can imagine living in a country or a city where the leader was completely moral and completely honest. This is the place where everyone wants to live. And actually, everyone wants to hear about such a person. Even Valmiki Muni asked this question. He wanted to know, is there really anyone in this world that's completely moral? And completely truthful. And this Valmiki Muni who wrote the Ramayana used to be a hunter and a very degraded kind of life. And he met a pure devotee of the Lord, Narada Muni. And Narada Muni gave him good instruction to chant the holy names of the Lord to become purified. Valmiki Muni said, I'm too sinful to even say the name of the Lord. So Narada told him then, because you're so accustomed to death, being a hunter, then you chant the name of death instead. Mara. So he went on saying these syllables. He was chanting unknowingly, Rama, 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 Rama. And by saying the name of Ram, he became so purified. Then he was able to write the Ramayana. And it was as if he was in the pastime itself. Like watching a play, he could see the pastimes unfolding right in front of him. And he recorded them in the Ramayana. For millions of years, people have listened to this story. And even today in India, when the Ramayana comes on the television, then the people, the bosses at work, they cancel work because they know no one's coming in anyway. Everyone's so attracted to hearing the story of Lord Ramachandra. And that brings me back to my main point. And that is, unless we hear the details of the Lord's appearance in this world, unless we hear the nature of His beauty, the vivid descriptions of how He interacts with His loving devotees, unless I become attached to hearing that, I'll remain attached to the variety of this material world. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjana. And that is that just by understanding the transcendental nature of my appearance, and activities in this world, one doesn't have to take birth again here in this material world. But one, at the end of life, will go back home, back to Godhead. And this can be achieved by hearing about Lord Ramachandra. Because his pastimes are non-different from himself. And they're all attractive. In the story of the Ramayana, we all know that Ravana became so enamored of Sita that he kidnapped her and tried to enjoy her. But the scriptures explain that he wasn't actually able to take a Sita Devi away. We know this because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling through South India, met a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. And as a sannyasi, he would stay in the homes of various brahmanas. This brahmana's name was Ramdas Vipra. And he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in his home. But when it came time for cooking and making an offering, the brahmana wasn't doing anything.
And you must have met?
The time to make an offering, to cook, and then have meals was come and gone. And Mahaprabhu asked him, are you not going to cook today? Will you make an offering? And Ram Das Vipra said, I'm too distraught to make any offering today. He said that Sita has been stolen by Ravana. How can I possibly cook and eat? Mahaprabhu appreciated that this devotee was so absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord that he was connected emotionally. Mahaprabhu explained to him that actually Sita was never touched by Ravana. When Ravana went to steal away Sita, she was taken into the hands of Agni. Who protected her. And in her place there appeared a Maya Sita. In fact, at the end of the Ramayana, we find that Sita enters within fire in order to prove her chastity. And at that time, Agni brings back the real Sita. And the Maya Sita enters within the fire. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the house of Ram Das Vipra and went on his way. But then he came across a scripture from the Varaha Purana, Agni Purana. In which it specifically says in the scripture that this was what happened. So, although that scripture was becoming very old, he had it copied. There used to be scribes. All they would do was copy scripture all day long. Most of them, these scribes, were not educated. They didn't know how to read or write. They just knew how to copy things. There was no Kinkos. It was very rare, these scriptures. They're very rare, the scriptures. Even today, Sri Mukunda Datta, the great pundit, was telling me that tens of thousands of scriptures are lost every year. So Mahaprabhu had that passage copied by hand. And he left the new copy with the temple, and he took the old copy with him back to Ram Das Vipra. He wanted to give him direct evidence from the scripture. About how Sita Devi was never touched by Ravana. And when he brought it back and showed Ram Das Vipra, he became very happy. In this pastime, we can see how those who hear about the Lord from the scripture And who, like Valmiki Muni, chant the names of the Lord. From this world, even in Tokyo. Can enter into a personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. In the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami writes about this. He says, Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasindiyoja Tishtan Vraje Tananu Ragijananu Gami Kalam Nayed Akilamitu Padesha Saram. And here he says, is the essence of all advice. And this comes from the direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we've run out of time. So I can't tell you. Okay? He says, the essence of all advice is that one should organize one's life around the principle of hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam. And the other processes of devotional service. But especially hearing and chanting. And one who does this regularly and sufficiently will gradually awaken a desire to know more about the Lord. One will increase one's appreciating capacity. We all have some capacity to appreciate the pastimes of the Lord. Or maybe we don't have any capacity. Sometimes, if people are talking, they're having some light conversation. And someone says, here, let's read something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Often people say, oh, I have to go now. That means their appreciating capacity is very tiny. In fact, it may seem to them like, oh, I don't want to hear anything right now. It's too difficult. I want to light talk. I don't want to hear this. My friend Bhurijan Prabhu said that he was writing a book and he was living in Vrindavan. And people used to come to his room all the time to ask him questions. Are you in there? Hello? Hello? And he would have to stop his writing to talk. And sometimes the questions were not so important. Besides, he needed time to write. So he found when people would come in, he would open the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He'd say, okay, let's read something from this. And most of the time people say, I have to go now. It means the appreciating capacity for hearing about Krishna is very tiny.
そのことについて聞くという、そういう
But Rupa Goswami says, if you practice hearing about Krishna, if you practice hearing about Krishna, and from Krishna, if you hear Bhagavad Gita, and you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, then your capacity to hear about him will increase. Now, here's a question. How much can you increase your capacity to hear about Krishna and appreciate his pastimes? How much? What is the answer? Let's ask Jai Harinam. How much can you, can any living being increase their capacity for appreciating Krishna's pastimes, hearing them? How much can one increase that capacity? To what degree can one increase it? By 200%, okay? We have 200. Does anybody else? Let's ask Radhika Raman. Radhika Raman Prabhu says, unlimited. Okay, let's vote. Let's say 200%. Raise your hand. Unlimited, raise your hand. Non-committal, raise your hand if you're non-committal. Non-committal? Okay, so the unlimited wins. Although 200%, that's a nice percentage. Yes, you can increase by 200%, and then you can increase by another 200%. Because the reason that for the living entities, the reason we exist is to appreciate Krishna. The Vedas say, Eko Bahu Shyam. The reason that the one became many is that so that the many could appreciate the one. We try to unlimitedly appreciate things in this world. But our appreciation can only grow to a certain degree. People all over the world try to appreciate Michael Jackson. There are fan clubs, and people used to travel everywhere to see Michael Jackson. But there's a limit to how much you can appreciate Michael Jackson. Because he's a limited being. But there's no limit to how much you can appreciate Lord Ramachandra. And Rupa Goswami says, you should try to do this. Tanama Rupa Chaditaru Sikirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana. He says, but step by step, try to increase your taste. Hear again and again and again. And then as your appreciating capacity increases for hearing about Lord Ramachandra and Lord Krishna, my taste for hearing about the material world diminishes. I become less and less interested in the material variety. And he says, Rupa Goswami, that by doing this, one can actually enter within the pastimes of the Lord. One will develop an attraction for the service of a particular devotee of Krishna. And will desire to follow in the footsteps of that devotee. And by doing that, then one comes to the perfection of devotional service. So, devotional service is a very simple thing. It can be cultivated anywhere by anyone. By the process of hearing. And if one simply tries to do one's best to serve Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, even if you don't think you're successful in your service, even if you meet the greatest obstacles in your service, because you try to do that, and Krishna says, I'll carry what you lack, and I'll preserve what you have. Just after Sita Devi was stolen away by Ravana. He put her in his magical chariot that could fly through the sky. And there was only one person who saw which direction he was going when he was stealing her away. And that was an old vulture. Whose name was? Everyone say Jatayu. Say it really loud.
Jatayu.
That's not really loud.
Jatayu.
That's not even close.
Jatayu.
You have to scare the people on the street. One, two, three.
Jatayu.
Thank you. Just by saying the names of the great devotees, we become fortified. This is an important story because Jatayu was very old. He was a warrior. And when he saw Ravana stealing Sita, he jumped into action. And he challenged Ravana. Ravana had attained all kinds of mystic power. He had challenged the greatest fighters all over the world and defeated them easily. Would you like to come and have a... Here, give them a seat up. Please, come in. Okay. Everyone can move up a little bit. Give them a little room. There's more space up front, too, if you like, anyone. Please be comfortable. There were impossible odds for Jatayu winning a fight with Ravana. But he didn't hesitate to jump in and fight. He challenged Ravana that, you rascal, you're taking away Ram Sita. And Ravana was so conceited, he simply laughed at him and kept going. And Ravana and Jatayu attacked Ravana. And the Ramayana gives details of the fight, blow by blow. It's a very heart-rending section of the Ramayana. To see someone who knows that they're against the very difficult odds. But they try anyway. All of us may feel like that, that it's impossible to get out of this material world. Or it may seem very difficult to do our service. There are millions of obstacles that we can face. Right? Are there any obstacles? More than one or two? Many? Jai Harinam's laughing. That must mean there's a lot. But still, if you simply try, like Jatayu tried, even he thought, I could lose this fight. But it doesn't matter. If you fight to the death for Krishna, you just try. Krishna will see your effort. And it's actually because of Jatayu that the devotees were ultimately able to trace out which way Sita was going, that she had been stolen by Ravana. And during the fight, Ravana chopped off the wings of Jatayu. He really hurt Ravana. He put a really good fight for an old bird. But he finally fell to the ground in a heap, a bloody heap. And later, when Lakshman and Ram found that Sita had been stolen, they were looking everywhere for her. And it looked hopeless. And then they saw this bird lying on the ground. He had a massive form. And they thought maybe he was a demon who had actually stolen Sita. But when they came upon him, they found that it was Jatayu who was a devotee. And with the last breaths in his body, he was able to indicate that Sita had been stolen. And Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed the last rites for this devotee. Because Krishna is within everyone's heart. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hride Shera Juna Tishtati. I stay with every living entity. And Gajendra, the great devotee who came in the form of an elephant, in his prayers said that, Krishna, you're never inattentive to me. He said, even before I pray, you're attentive. And Krishna says in the Gita that even if someone does a tiny bit of service for him, he remembers it eternally. It's never lost. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes Ramachandra when he's teaching Sanatana Goswami about devotional service. And he says, if anyone, even one time, says that I surrender to you, Lord Ram, from that day forward and for eternity, I become his protector. No matter what else happens, he becomes protected by the Lord. So the Jatayu showed the example that against all odds, one should try to do one's service. And Krishna appreciates the effort so much. That he will personally involve himself in our lives. So this appearance day of Lord Ramachandra is a great opportunity to remember that this world is not our home. That Krishna comes to this world to remind us that our real home is in the spiritual world. Just by hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can enter into those pastimes. And then if one tries to do one's service as sincerely as possible, then Krishna will help us. Shri Ramachandra ki jai, Shri Ram Naomi ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Brinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Satyade Prabhu, Avi Prabhu, do you have any comments? Would you like to say something?
Microphone.
We'll get it to you. Here, have a seat.
No.
Go ahead.
You can sit right here.
I'm not gonna speak 30 seconds.
Okay, let's see. I'll check that out. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say that I'm honored to be here with all these great devotees. Because as Vaisheshika Prabhu, he quoted a verse from the chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. So it's Krishna really, he doesn't begin to reveal who he is as God in the Bhagavad Gita until we get to the fourth chapter. Because he told Arjuna, actually, I spoke this knowledge of yoga previously. I spoke it to the sun god,
Vibhishana.
And Arjuna heard that.
And
he began to think, well, the sun god, he's been alive for millions of years. So how is it possible that you told this to the sun god? And because of that question of Arjuna, Krishna began to explain the reality of his position, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So
he said, we both had many births. But there's a difference between me and you. I can remember all of them. But you cannot. And then he explains why. He says, because when I come to this material world, I come in my original transcendental eternal form. And then he gives a benediction.
Krishna.
In verse 9 he says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vedi chakvataha chakvadeha punar janma naitimam eti sorjana. He says that my birth and my appearance in this world are transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam. They're transcendental.
After the darshan closes, we have prasad.
So prasad is about time?
After the darshan closes, 9 o'clock.
9. Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namah Saraswati Deva Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Sajjana Satari
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.